Frank the Mishnah, as we continue over here, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Let's remember that in Mishnah Beis, we learned that there were seven liquid measures in the Beis HaMikdash. We had a machlokes exactly what they were, but in this Mishnah, we're going to learn what they were used for. Revius, one of the measures was a quarter loig. Revius ma hoisa mishameshes. What did they use it for? Literally, what did it serve? Like a mishamesh is someone who serves. So like the Mishnah, Revius mayim la metzaira, that was to measure the quarter loig of water for the tahara of a metzaira. Metzaira has to go through several stages of tahara. First, he has to take two birds. One was shechted and the other was set free. The bird that's shechted is shechted into a kli cheres, into an earthenware vessel, and the pasuk says, al mayim chayim, over spring water. Now the Gemara learns from here that there can't be too much water. There has to be just enough so that the blood of the bird does not become diluted. How much is that? So Chazal say, as the Batanura explains, a revius haloig. So once again, a revius mayim lemetzaira, it was also revius shemen lenazir. Now a nazir, like we already learned, brings 20 loaves of bread together with animal karbanes. That's when he completes his nazirus. How much oil is needed for these loaves of bread? Sakta batanura, so Chazal figured out that it's a revius haloig of shemen for each chal. There were 12 chalei, so there was a total of shloisha lug shemen. A quarter loig times 12 is 3 loig, because 4 goes into 12 3 times. Now, it's important to understand that the Seder Tahara of the Metzaira was not really a chelik of the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, it was Asur for the Metzaira to go into the Azar. He's still Tame. And in a sense, as the Batnu, the same is true for the Revius HaLoig for the Nazir. It's not like this itself was a carbon. The Lechem gets its Kedusha when you shech the aisle that it comes with. But it was Pashat practical to measure the Shemen. In other words, by the Nesach, and we measured it, and we mamish poured it on the Mizbeach. It gets its Kiddusha, Kiddusha Zaguf, when you put it into this Kli Sharis. Here, we're just using it to be practical. That's both by the water for the Metzaira and the oil for the Nazir. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Chatzi Loig Mahim Meshamesh. What did the half Loig serve for? Chatzi Loig Mahim L'Saita, answered the Mishnah, to measure half a leg of water for the Saita. Saita to go to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the Mayim Hamarim, which shows us that she's either innocent or guilty. How much water do you need for this? A half a loig. That water was filled from the Kiyar. But that wasn't the only thing the Chatzi Loig was used for. The Chatzi Loig Shemen L'Taida. As we have learned, when you brought a carbon Taida, 40 chalais came along with it, 40 loaves, 30 were matzah, and they required oil. And it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, says the Batanura, then it was a half a loig. Now here too, it's not that when you put the half a loig into the oil, it got its kiddusha at that point. It's not that that was mekadosh the lechem. The lechem gets its kiddusha when you shech the karbon toida. But it was pasha to measure it. Vaitra says the Mishnah uba loig, and with the measure that was a loig, the size of a loig, hayam ma'idid l'chala menachais. They would measure all the oil for menachais. And that was the usual amount for menachos. It was one loig. It was actually one loig per one asarin of flour. Most of the menachos. Even though it says kala, it means most of them. So, the Mishnah Vayta, fill a mincha shal shishim asarin, even a mincha of 60 asarins of flour, which is the largest mincha you could bring, noisin la shishim loig. It has to have a loig of oil for each asarin. At least Tanakama holds that way. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, fill a mincha shal shishim asarin, even a mincha of 60 asarin, ain la ela luga. Doesn't have any more than one loig. One loig for all 60 asarin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov dashes that from the pasuk. Shenemar the pasuk says, le mincha ve loig shamen, a mincha and a loig of shemen. So you see, for any mincha, it doesn't make a difference how much flour it has. Only one loig of oil. Matanura says that the halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Vaita says the Mishnah, Shisha Lapar, the 6 lug measure, which is the same as a half a hin, because a hin is 12 lugs, so 6 lug is a half a hin. That was used to measure the Nesachim for Lapar, the bull, Arba La'ayil, 4 lug. For the Nesachim of a ram, Shloisha Lakeves, 3 lug. For the Nesachim of a lamb. Again, if I can remind you of the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Yamtiv. Imin chasam and eskeim kibidubash loisho esvainim lapa arishna esvainim laoyel visarin lakeves viyain kiniska visar lechaper. Sounds familiar? Okay. Zakta Mishnah shloisho umechsla menorah. 3.5 loig of shemen zayas was used for the menorah. Mechetzi loig lechal ner, half a loig for each lamp. Now, each of the menorah's 7 lamps was filled every day for half a loig of shemen zayas. So there was a total of 3.5 loig. How do we know a half a loig? Maybe you remember a Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh. The pasuk says, Me'erev ad boker lefnei Hashem chukas oylem l'dayroisa mi'eis b'nei Yisrael. Me'erev ad boker, from evening until morning. Remember the Rashi, beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh? Ten l'midasa. Give it enough oil. Shetei doylekes me'erev ad boker. Measure out, it should be able to burn from evening until morning. So that would have to cover the longest possible night, which is in the winter, during the month of Teves. V'shirei chachamim. Chatzi log, a half a log, lelele teves huaruchen. Nechein lechala leiles, either much shorter nights, like the summer nights, that's not a problem if it's extra. But at least half a log. So again, zakta Mishnah, shloisho mechsla menaira, 3.5 log of olive oil was used for the menaira. Mechatzi log lechal ner, half a log for each lamp. There were 7 lamps, so 7 times a half is 3.5. Okay, so quickly chazring over, we learned the Mishnah Gimel, the Revias Haloig was used to measure the quarter mayim needed for the mayim chayim for the mitzayir that they shechted the bird into. It couldn't be more water than that because the blood could not be diluted. The quarter shemen needed for the chalis of the nazir. The half haloig was used for the chatzi lag mayim lasaita. The half haloig shemen for the carbon taida. Taida came along with 40 chalois. 30 of them were matzah. They required shemen. We learned about it earlier. The loig was used to measure virtually all of the menachais. There were some exceptions. Some didn't have any oil at all. Some had more oil. But most of them had a loig. Tanakhama says, even if you brought a mincha of 60 asarim, which is the maximum you can bring in one keli, you had to put in 60 loig. A loig per each asarim. The Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says, even a mincha of 60 loig only has a loig. But the halacha is not like a Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now, if somebody wanted to bring more than 60 asarein, he couldn't do it in one keli. What if somebody was menadev 61 asrainim? Okay, so 60 can go one keli, one has to go into a separate keli. Then, in regard to the measure of a half a hin that we learned about in the Mishnah. So for the par, there were 6 loig of wine, which is also half a hin. 6 lug of oil, which is also a half a hin. There were 3 asarins of flour. For the aisle for the ram, we're talking about the nesachim that come along with it. 4 lug, which is a third of a hin. That's what they use a third of a hin for. That's both for wine and oil. There were 2 asarins of flour. For a keves, for a lamb, the nesachim that came along were 3 lug, which is a quarter of a hin, both of wine and oil, and it had 1 asarin of flour. And finally, the Mishnah concluded that the sum total of oil that was needed to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was 3.5 loig, because the shear of oil that was needed for each of the 7 neiros was a half a loig. Now, the Mishnah does not mean to say that there was a keli of 3.5 loig. There was no such keli. There were only 7. But being that the Mishnah mentions the other shiurim, the shear of shemen for the parim and the elim for the kvasim, so we mentioned the shear of shemen also for the Shiva Neiros.